And in Washington state, Republicans are still contesting the results of November's race for governor. Democrat Christine Gregoire is supposed to take the oath of office this Wednesday after winning by just 129 votes. But Republican candidate Dino Rossi insists there were irregularities, and he's filed suit. David Postman is the chief political reporter for the Seattle Times and joins me by phone. Welcome, David.
Hi.
The results of the November election really ebbed and flowed there for a few weeks. At one point, Dino Rossi was ahead by 42 votes. Then Gregoire called for a recount. So do the Republicans have a case?
Well, they certainly have a case. I mean, there have been a series of errors, particularly in King County, which is where Seattle is, a Democratic stronghold where Gregoire got the votes to win, actually. That's where she finally came on top. They had made a few administrative errors in the first counts, which were discovered. Those helped her. Then in this final count, there were even more. Now the latest is 300-plus ballots, which were provisional ballots, were supposed to be kept separate from others on Election Day, but were just put into the counting machine, mixed up. Nobody ever was able to verify whether those were legitimate ballots. That really is the heart of the Republican case.
Christine Gregoire has gotten help from John Kerry and Howard Dean, financial help, so this seems to have become a national issue, this governor's race.
Soon after November 2nd, when it became clear that this race would be that close and there'd be a recount and John Kerry conceded and ended his race, Gregoire really became a surrogate for all these Democrats around the country who wanted to fight somebody. And when Dean solicited his supporters, they were able to raise a lot of money. MoveOn.org's PAC solicited its members and raised $400,000 in 24 hours. And Gregoire said that she felt a lot of pressure from Democrats around the country who were sort of sending her a message that somebody needs to stay and fight. You need to stay and fight. There'll be a price to pay if you don't. Don't let us down like John Kerry did. Don't do what Al Gore did 4 years ago. Stay in there. And that really changed the dynamic. I think she probably got caught in this close race because the progressive wing of the Democratic Party didn't think much of her. They were not excited by her. Other Democrats in our election November 2nd did really well. She just didn't. And now she's seen as somebody who's going to stick in there and go nose-to-nose with the Republican machine.
So what's going to happen between now and Wednesday?
The legislature convenes tomorrow. They normally have a very pro forma vote, which is to issue the certificate of election to the governor and other officials who were elected. Republicans are going to try to stop that vote. Democrats control the House and the Senate, or they will as of tomorrow morning. On Tuesday, which is when they think that certification vote will take place, there's a huge rally. Republicans are trying to have a sort of a stop the certification rally. Now the State Labor Council is organizing its rally in support of Christine Gregoire also on Tuesday. My guess is that certification will go ahead as planned. Democrats have the votes in both chambers to make it happen. Then Wednesday, she's supposed to actually be sworn in at noon, give an inaugural address, and then that night she is the star attraction at the inaugural ball, which they're setting up now as we speak, and the rally will sort of be surrounding the tents that they're setting up for this massive party.
Sounds like political Mardi Gras in Seattle.
Yeah, it should be a pretty good time for anybody that likes to watch this as a sport, that's for sure.
David Postman is chief political reporter for the Seattle Times. Thanks very much, David.
Thank you.